everybody. Welcome to My Boyfriend Sucks With Money. My name is Melanie. I am your co-host. I'm here with my wonderful boyfriend, Brian, who, you guessed it,
sucks with money. Hey guys, it's Brian and Melanie. Welcome to the 11th episode of our podcast. How was everyone doing today?
Well, they can't answer you, Brian, but I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. A little under the weather, but things are looking up. On our 11th episode of
My Boyfriend Sucks With Money!
Oh, man. So, you went to Philly today?
I had to drive from Minersville to Philadelphia for work. It's like a two-hour drive, and it sucked. I just drove there and drove back, and that was a great day at work.
And you went to Wawa, I saw, the first time
ever.
You're
not supposed to be looking at my Twitter account.
I get notifications when my girlfriend posts sometimes. Sorry.
So you're stalking me. You're Twitter stalking me.
My phone
Do not
tells
trust me.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just kidding. I did go to Wawa, and I really wanted to go to Wawa because...
Was it everything you expected it to be, Melanie?
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty fabulous. Their bread was amazing. It was the best bread from any of those quick sandwich places that I've ever had. Like, you know, Subway, Quiznos, Jimmy John's, all these sandwich places.
Does Quiznos exist anymore?
I don't like Quiznos.
Wish. I love Quiznos. I haven't had Quiznos in like 10 years.
It's because they suck.
But how do you compare a gas station bread to Subway? All those other places
it's
you
better.
Just said.
It's
how?
Better.
It's a gas station
I know,
food.
But it's better. And don't ask me why. The reason I wanted to go was because I've read those lists of the best sandwich places ever, blah, blah, blah. You know, those things that are always on Yahoo. And Wawa was always number one. And I said, how could this be? And now I know, because their bread is fabulous.
I know. You have a bread fetish, so.
I do. I really do.
We go to Panera, and she orders a two-foot-long bread.
The baguette.
Baguette, yes.
And I will eat the whole thing.
Yes, you will. One
it's
sitting.
Delicious.
It is pretty good, though. Anyway, so what is the topic of our... Oh, hey, I don't have a bad money decision of the week.
Not exactly, but this
I have
entire...
a bad money decision of my life.
Yeah, that's what this episode is about.
Yes, guys, this is going to be a fun one for not me.
But I think it's going to be very educational and helpful for a lot of our listeners out there because a lot of people have the same problems that Brian has. And it's not that he wants to be bad with money or that he's really bad with money. It's a fear thing that holds him back. So, Brian, do you want to talk about what happened and then we can go from there?
I got locked up. They won't let me out. I got locked up. Yeah, guys. So, last week, stuck to my budget pretty well. And as you heard from my little tune, I just eloquently sung, I got locked up.
And why did that happen?
Because I ignored my past debts with child support.
Yay.
There's a lot of reasons, but he shouldn't have thrown me in jail because I had money to go to the court with, have a job, money's coming out of my check for child support, and the judge told me he didn't care. And obviously it's a lot more than just that.
So let's get the little bit of backstory. When Brian left Pennsylvania the first time, he didn't have a job and he didn't really have any place to go. And he was really trying to do what was best for his daughter, but he just couldn't make it in Pennsylvania.
I was living in my Explorer for 2 weeks because I was stubborn and wanted to stay up here.
Well, of course you did. Your daughter was up here.
But I couldn't sleep out of my car, you know?
So he ended up having to move back to Georgia, but the bad money decision he made at the time was instead of going to the judge or the child support office when he lost his job in Pennsylvania, what did you do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
So you lost your
job. I ignored my problem, thinking I could take care of it another time and it won't be as bad, and it was 10 times fucking worse.
Right. So when he got back to Georgia, yeah, he got another job and he started paying the child support again, but that debt from Pennsylvania never went away. And it just didn't disappear. It just stayed there. And that's why the judge was so displeased with him.
Yeah, so Melanie, I guess pretty much what we're trying to say is there were some times in Georgia when I had lost a job or I wasn't as faithful at paying, and it made things worse.
But there were things that you could have done, and this is what the bad money decision is. There are things that you could have done to solve that problem and to make it better. And I'm not saying just find a job right away, because we all know that's not realistic. But if you had communicated with the child support people and let them know, hey, I lost my job, or hey, I'm getting paid less now, they would have worked with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just ignoring it made things a lot worse for me. And I guess that could be the same thing about other bills or other debts. No, if you communicate with those debtors, they're more willing to work with you.
I agree. I think that's life. I think that's the main point of this bad money decision is there's so many people on the planet, in the world, in the country who just ignore stuff in hopes that it'll go away. My brother does it. I do it. I'm pretty sure every single person.
You do it?
I've done it.
Really?
I've ignored stuff.
So why is this podcast not called My Girlfriend Sucks With Money?
I didn't say I do it with financial topics.
Oh. You do it with boyfriends.
No, I do it with the bad car.
Yeah.
I do it with the bad car decision. I think everybody has read my blog post about A, the worst financial decision of my life, and B, co-signing my life away. I do co-own a car with an ex-boyfriend who doesn't pay as often as he should, and I ignore it. Brian wants me to go pick up the car, and everybody tells me I should just go get the car, but it just causes me a lot of stress and anxiety, and I don't want to deal with it. So instead, when he doesn't pay, I just pay it. So,
well, see, that's what I do about all the other things in life.
Except for you just don't pay it.
Well, yeah, but see, I get anxiety and I get overwhelmed, and it's just easier for me to mentally put my head in the sand when I get overwhelmed with money, or not overwhelmed with money, but when I get overwhelmed with what I need to pay. So it's easier for me to not freak out about it and not think about it.
And just ignore it.
Yeah, like you do with a car.
But does that make it better?
No, but it makes you feel better, right?
In the moment, but that doesn't make the situation any better. That doesn't solve any of the problems. I know that. I know logically that doesn't solve any of the problems, and that is something that I'm working on.
But you're not going to change. I love you.
I will. I will get that car someday.
Okay, and I'm going to change too. Okay. That's why this podcast will be over if I do. So no. Maybe I shouldn't change.
No, it will never be over. There's always financial topics that we can talk about, and you're amazing at making them fun.
Well, our 10, okay. Our 10 listeners, yeah.
24.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
We're moving up in the world.
Hey.
But back to the point, ignoring problems doesn't make them go away. It's so much better if we actually try to solve the problems, communicate with the people. And people have these problems with tons of things, like Brian was saying, debtors, credit card debt, student loan debt, taxes. People owe thousands of dollars in back taxes.
Ex-boyfriends.
I don't think anybody owes.
Well, I mean, communicating with
him. That's not a
crime. Well, I don't want you to communicate with him.
Thanks, baby.
I just want you to get the car back.
But I know that we're not alone in this problem at all. Everybody has this problem. Everybody has that one thing that they're ignoring in hopes that it'll go away. And it's not just financial. There could be medical problems. You could have a sore on your hand and you ignore it and it turns into an infected wound because you decided to ignore it.
And the plague.
I know people who have diabetes who unfortunately ignore their symptoms of diabetes and it gets worse and worse and worse rather than managing it. Whereas if they just managed it, they would be a lot healthier. People do this in all aspects of their lives, and our entire point here is to say ignoring it doesn't make it go away, and ignoring it doesn't make it better.
So we're giving you life advice, financial advice, health advice, and just good advice on My Boyfriend Sucks With Money.
So Brian also learned another very valuable lesson through his experience. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. Emergency fund. Yay.
And why do you need an emergency fund?
So I don't have to borrow it from my girlfriend.
That's right. Because in order for Brian to not have to spend more than one night there, somebody had to pay to help him out. And
you couldn't get there by 4:30, could you? The judge gave me to 4:30.
And that was my fault?
Well, you couldn't get there by 4:30?
I could not get there by 4:30.
Wow. If you would have answered the first time I called.
I'm sorry. I was on the phone with my boss. And you know what?
Your boyfriend being locked up? More important than you be on the phone with your boss.
No, actually, it's not. It's not my fault you got
locked
up.
You have needs. So, yeah, getting me out of there, yeah.
And I did. I'm sorry that I couldn't do it on your time frame. I work an hour away from where you were at. It just was 3:30. I had to get the money. It just wasn't going to happen.
I'm hearing excuses, and I didn't get the results. But I did get them the next day, so thank you.
I'm hearing that you should have solved your own problems, and you're lucky that you had a girlfriend who solved them for you.
And that's why I need an emergency fund, so I don't have to have a girlfriend. I mean, so I don't need...
Whoa.
So I don't need a girlfriend's help to get out of those sticky situations.
Are you saying that you don't want me anymore?
Oh my God. I'm saying I need emergency funds, so I don't have to depend on your help if an emergency were to arise. Yes, I need you and want you in my life, stupid head.
Okay, I just had to clarify that.
I know, that sounded great.
It really sounded like he only wanted me around because I could pay to help him get out of sticky situations, and I'm not a fan of that.
Nope.
Nope. No. Don't like that.
So what did we do this week and last week that's going to help you move forward for that? Oh, we forgot to do a recap of Brian's budget. That's what we talked about last week, is Brian's budget.
You got so excited.
It is exciting because he actually followed it for the most part. And if it weren't for that tiny little
bump in the road,
that I actually paid for, that didn't come out of his budget, but that's going to start coming out of his budget.
You still have the money I set aside. It's a small little thing, but we're going to keep building it up.
But that's not for me.
That's for us.
Yes, but that's not the money.
It's mostly for you.
No, that's not the money that's going to
pay
me back.
That's really your money, honey. It's really not. It's yours. If I don't have it, it's gone.
Well, if you have it, it's gone too.
I know.
that's the problem. But no, that money that you give me for savings is not money that goes towards paying me back. That's a different pot.
But if it gets big enough, I'm just going to give it to you.
No,
see what I'm
saying? If it gets big enough, you're supposed to do other things with it.
But I need to pay you back.
Okay, but that's a different pot.
Why?
Because I don't want to have to, if this happens again, or a similar situation happens again, I don't want to have to be responsible for it.
Well, you have the big pile of money that I'm...
It's your big pile of money. I'm just holding it.
Our big pile of money.
So it's not gone.
It's gone.
I lost track of where we were after that nice little segue. But we're talking about Brian's budget. How did you do this week?
I did well, actually. I still have like $30. But I don't get paid till next Monday, so...
So it's going to be gone.
It's gone.
Okay, so that extra $80...
It's gone.
But where did it go?
Oh, I did have to pay back work $30 from when I had first started working. I had gotten like two drinks and some food, and I realized I didn't get discounts off drinks. So I had to pay that back. It was $30. So that was something I forgot about.
Okay, so that's a legitimate reason that part of his $80 was gone, and... After that $30, it would be $50. So, and he's got $30 left. So he really only lost $20. I feel like that's a huge improvement.
Well, on a plus note, I say a plus. Cowdy did eat our budget, my budget, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's right, he did. I posted that on Twitter, and I thought that was hilarious. Is that bad foreboding that Coyote ate the budget?
But I kept to it closely. Okay. As
my next question for you, though, is do you still have gas money to make it through the next week until you get paid again?
It'd be close.
Or is that $30?
That's the $30.
Okay, so you had $120 for gas and cigarettes. Where'd that go?
It gone. I don't know. I didn't do anything.
I will give him a little break here that he doesn't know about, which he should know because he saw it, but he probably doesn't know, is the insurance that we thought was $150 was actually $170. And I don't know why it increased. And we talked last week that we were going to call them and talk about lowering our rates and things. But unfortunately, because Brian was indisposed, he didn't have a chance to
do that. I got locked up. Yeah. Can't let me out. Yes. So I didn't call insurance because I was
indisposed.
Locked up.
Like how I'm all polite and subtle about it, and you're just like, bah!
I don't care, whatever. If our listeners have never been locked up, then you're listening to the wrong podcast.
I've never been locked up.
Well, not in jail.
Not that way either.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm doing something wrong.
Right?
Okay, well, this podcast is concluded. I'm just joking.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yes, I need emergency funds. So when things like this happen again, I don't have to impose on people who care about me. Like, my parents have helped me out. You've helped me out. I don't want to be a burden on anyone anymore. So it's more of a pride thing that I really want to kill that side of myself that is selfish and wants to spend all my money now, but I don't want to continue being this way that I have been, because it sucks.
I'm so proud of you.
Shut up.
This is such a proud moment for me. You should see my proud face. I'm just like gushing right now.
It looks like her poop face.
Stop.
Stop it. I'm just trying to pull away from me. I'm trying to pull.
He's trying to stop the attention from him, but I'm so proud and I'm gushing because when we first started this podcast, when you heard the first episode of My Boyfriend Sucks With Money, did you ever think you would hear him say something like, he really wants to have an emergency fund? It's like a proud teaching moment right now.
No, I'm going to give this to you. Because I never thought in 100 fucking years I would say something like that. And mean it. That's the key. And mean it.
Yeah, he meant it this time. And you can see on his face that he, well, you guys can't. But I can see on his face that he means it. So So what are you doing every paycheck to build your emergency fund?
Sitting down with you and talking about my budget.
Yay! And?
Giving you money.
Exactly. We're not at the point yet where...
I don't trust myself.
I like the way you said that, because I couldn't think of a nice way to say that.
No, that's just the cold, hard facts.
Yes. So Brian doesn't trust himself to hold on to his emergency fund yet, so I'm holding on to it for him. But I'm also holding on to his other savings account for him as well. He gives me $100 per paycheck for savings, and I put half into the emergency fund, and I put half into his savings account. And his savings account is for whatever he wants. When he wants to buy his computer, he can get that with that. When he wants to buy me a fancy engagement ring, he can use the savings account for that, even though he says he doesn't want to do that because he says he's going to save on his own for that. But I don't really believe him. And I'm going to post a Twitter poll asking if...
No! Okay, you can.
If people believe Brian when he says that he will save up on his own for an engagement ring.
You know what? I like a good challenge, so fuck you, I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. Who says I don't already have it?
I do.
Right, me too. Who am I kidding? I'm the boyfriend who sucks with money. Of course I don't. I've had no good hashtags this whole podcast. It makes me sad. I can't think of any good ones. Me too? Hashtag me too? That's a terrible one.
That's not our hashtag.
Hey, how about that collusion? Huh? That's a different podcast. Never mind.
Yeah.
we won't get into that today.
This is not a political podcast. You know what's great? That Brian and I are kind of on different ends of the political spectrum, but we still love each other and we still get along and we try to respect each other's opinions on things. And Brian is learning to come to my point of view.
And Melanie is not.
I feel like I just showed him a different side of things that he didn't see before. And he respects it a little bit more than he did in the past.
And she doesn't respect mine.
I respect it. I just don't agree.
You just think they're stupid.
I still respect it.
Do you?
I mean, I can't respect people who are being inciting violence.
Oh. But. Well, I don't think people... Yeah, they do mean to.
Yeah, they do.
We're a very me society. It's all about me.
And I can't respect that.
And one side of the aisle is very much me.
Yes.
And... that's where I've been a lot of my life. Obviously, it works for my lifestyle. Me. Think about it.
But you know what's funny? I'm the opposite of that. I'm like, we should help other people when we can. And, you know, I want my taxes to go to helping people and lifting other people up and out. And, you
know. But I think I'm better than you, but I'm not. You know, like morally and... But I'm not.
Why do you think you're better than me?
I don't think I'm...
I don't mean this in a bad way.
As in, can I talk about this on a podcast? I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
For so long, I had a superiority complex. I wasn't talking about you necessarily.
Oh, I know, you meant
But it's the opposite of my mind frame. You're wrong. You're wrong. People who don't believe like me are wrong. And that's the most selfish way to be. And... makes me wrong. And people who stand up on a podium or screaming are the fakest fucking people out there. Because we should be trying to help each other out, our fellow man, and stop worrying about me so much. And, I don't know.
Aww.
Sorry, guys.
We didn't mean to get into the politics there, but I think that was very interesting. This is kind of like couples therapy for us, too. In addition to teaching Brian and everybody else out there proper money management skills, you also get a nice peek into our personal lives and get to join us in our couples therapy sessions. How fun is that for you guys?
Right? You guys are the truly lucky ones.
Because who wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall to other people's therapy sessions? Be like, man, those people are really messed up. I'm glad I'm not them.
Those people are fucking crazy. I'm going to listen to them and be happy they're not me.
And feel better about myself.
Hashtag myself. I'm really trying to find a good hashtag.
That was not a good
that
hashtag.
That was terrible.
It was terrible.
America. Oh, man. Okay, so continuing on. Focus. Yeah, you're going to be out of town next week, aren't you?
Yep.
So, I get paid.
Oh, God.
And you're out of town.
Oh, man.
I know. The look on her face was utter terror just now when she realized I'm getting paid and she's going to be out of town.
I'm going to be gone. He's going to get his paycheck on Monday.
I'm going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone until Thursday night.
Oh, man. How many games can I buy?
Zero.
We'll find out in the next episode of...
the answer better be zero, or I ain't coming back.
You ain't coming back.
I ain't coming back.
You ain't coming back. That's great English right there.
Yes, I know. But the answer is zero. You can buy zero games.
Well, is it in my budget?
No.
Exactly. So exactly. No games.
So no games. Oh, man. This is going to be terrifying.
It is not.
I'm going to write down for you what your budget should be, because I know how much you get paid.
Well, the dog ate it, so.
I'm going to write
it. It gone. No. It gone.
Oh, that's the hashtag, the dog ate my budget.
Right. The story of my life. Dog ate my homework. Dog ate my budget. Oh, well, dog ate my money. Gone.
Gone. Oh, is that what happened to the extra
$50? Yeah.
I really want to know what happened to the $120 that you budgeted for gas and cigarettes.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Did it all go to gas and cigarettes? What else did you buy?
Nothing.
He didn't even remember.
I just work. So I'm more of it. I'm using more in gas. I have half a tank right now, and I was going to fill up tomorrow.
You might be using more in gas.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think next week.
Might need to readjust.
Readjust and also keep all of your gas receipts so that you know for certain how much it costs you.
Honey, do you think I'm going to keep gas receipts? I will try.
You will, because it will be in your car crumpled up.
No, because I just pay cash and I don't...
Get a receipt?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should ask for a receipt.
Well, that's...
You know, there's a cool app. That takes
an extra 2 seconds.
There's a cool app called Truno, where if you upload your gas receipts, you get cash back for your gas receipts.
Hashtag not sponsorship.
It is not sponsorship. It's just you get money back. Like, who doesn't like money back?
I like money back.
Exactly.
It's gone, so I like it back.
That's a hashtag. It gone, right. So I like it back.
Right.
But there is that app, so that is an incentive for you to get your receipt.
That's so much extra work to sit there. Like, I don't want to look at the gas attendant longer than I fucking have to.
It's 2 seconds.
So I'm like, here, take my money, put on pump one.
And they
I'm
always
gone.
Ask if
I'm
you
gone.
Want a receipt.
I'm gone. Who asked? Unless you're like a wealthy businessman who does your taxes and want to itemize every fucking receipt.
So normal people?
No one. There's no one normal. I am normal. You are the weirdos.
Who's the weirdos?
You. Why? I am the normal one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like everyone.
Yeah.
But I want to be like everyone.
I liked Truno. I really do like the idea of it, but I feel like it was not. It just was a waste of time. Like, I spent... I don't, this is exactly what Brian said, like, who wants to waste his time, but the amount of time that I spent getting a receipt and then uploading it, that was a problem. The uploading it part took like 5 minutes, and it's worth what, 20 cents, a dollar, and it takes so long to be able to get the money back, and I just stopped doing it.
It gone.
It just wasn't worth my time. Yeah. I make $90,000 a year. I'm not going to spend 5 minutes for 10 cents.
But you did.
I did, and you do. And it's more than that. If you don't make as much money and you really want,
no, I don't think nobody fucking does that.
Some people do. There are a lot of people who use all these apps and get
tons of cash
back.
That's fine, but not that one.
Not that one.
Because it is more work to ask the fucking gas attendant for a receipt than it is to just walk out and pump your gas.
Not true. Tons of people pay at the pump with a card.
Yeah.
So it's just a button.
But do you think they're going to sit there
it's
and
a do
wait
you, no, it's a do you
for
want
the little
receipt?
Thing to
yes
print?
No.
It takes forever for that gas receipt to print.
It doesn't.
At the thing. Yeah, it does, Melanie. I know.
I don't ever use credit cards at gas stations, though, because my identity's been stolen too many times.
Or her ex-boyfriend.
No, this was my identity.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Because I didn't have a boyfriend at the time. So my identity's been stolen when I paid for gas at the pump with my credit card. And that really sucked.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to look at Brian's budget. My budget. Why am I talking in third person? But, yeah. We'll talk next week.
We're going to talk about Brian's budget. And we're going to see if he can stick to a budget and not spend money while I'm gone.
Brian's going to have a house party with all the animals.
Join us next time and find out on My
Boyfriend Sucks with money. See you guys. Bye.